Hello everybody, this is English for You. And if I look around, I can see a lot of people here, more than usual. First of all, let me introduce my guests. I have my Fosaco students, Emesha, Judy, David. How are you doing?
Fine.
Give me a smile, everybody. Right. We have the hosts and the hostess.
Fine.
That is, give me a wave.
Hi, everyone.
George, Marty, and Wanda. And if you look here, we've got a lot of people. Now, I must ask, Mishi, would you introduce your group, where they are? What have you been doing here in Hungary? What have you been studying?
We're all from the University of California or the University of Wisconsin, and we're studying on an education abroad program for 1 year in Hungary, and studying anything from history to sociology. It's pretty much anything.
Communication, media?
Communications, media, everything.
Everything.
Film, even film.
Okay, and basically you're Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's absolutely good, because I'm going to exploit your knowledge. And I hope you're going to contribute to this show. Okay, today's topic is going to be about team sports. And nearly all of the team sports, you need a ball to play with. My Fosaco students, the three most popular Hungarian team sports.
Football.
Quickly. Say.
Football, basketball.
Water polo.
Water polo. And maybe handball. But I think water polo. So football.
Basketball.
Water polo. What would you say if I ask you to enumerate the three most popular team sports in the States? David. Number one.
Well, it's hard to decide. It could be NFL. So American football, baseball, basketball.
Mishi.
That's exactly
what's it. Right? Would you come here and help me a little bit? Let me introduce Mishi. He's going to be the co-host. He's going to help me a lot. So how is it, the first three most important games?
Well, like you said, it's kind of hard to distinguish exactly which three, but those are the three that are definitely the top. American football, basketball, and baseball.
Right. I've got this for you, and something on the projector, I hope. So this is ballpark and diamond, because basically we are going to talk about baseball. Is it the first, the most important, or the most popular?
It would be one of the top.
One of the top. What is the difference between ballpark and diamond? Oh, you have an aerial view of something, so could you just help us?
Yeah, this is actually the main difference between a ballpark and a baseball diamond. Is the ballpark is the actual stadium itself, the entire thing. And the baseball diamond, you can see, is only the playing field, where the players play.
Right.
And this is actually a very good picture, because you can see the entire stadium with
right.
all the positions, and you can see how far the back wall is from actually where the players play.
And what if I put it on? Baseball hat or basketball? Why is it necessary?
Well, for the outfielders out here, when they get a fly ball, which is when the ball goes way up, they need that to cover the sun so they can see the ball.
You mean the players?
The players.
What about the audience?
Audience, well, can keep you from getting a sunburn or something.
Yeah, because it's open, obviously, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's very hot. I'm going to, do you want me to keep it or? No, it's not necessary, right, okay, fine. Good, we in Hungary don't really know things about baseball, the basic rules and how long does it start a game? Okay, how long does it last for? Yeah.
Well, I don't want to go into too much detail because that could take all day. But basically, the positions, as you see, there's nine players, two teams, nine players each. And just to go through them real quick, this is the catcher who sits behind home base. This is home base. And then there's the first baseman, the second baseman who stands a little bit out here, the third baseman, and in between the second and third baseman is the shortstop. And then you have the right fielder, the center fielder, and the left fielder. And basically, the game consists of nine innings. And in each inning, each team gets three outs. And you can get those outs in three ways. Either a strikeout, a fly out, or a tag out. And don't worry about those. We'll go back to that later, and you'll see examples. But the interesting thing is there is no time limit or anything. A game can last from anywhere. From 3 hours to 7 hours, and many times it does.
Mishi, you have the props over here.
Right.
Would you just show them a little bit?
Okay, well, this is a baseball mitt, And everybody wears one, and the catcher has a special one. It's a lot bigger. And you just, well, this is a left-handed or right-handed one. And you put it in like this, and it just helps you catch the ball, just like that. Then you've got the baseball, which is quite hard.
Yeah. Can I have it? We're going to play hardball, so would you catch it? Right, catch it. And would you pass it around?
Then you have the bat. This is actually a lot smaller than a normal bat, but it can be made of wood or aluminum or titanium, and that's basically the bat.
Right. Okay. I think if it's baseball, then we usually, thanks a lot, they usually eat a lot back in the States, right? So what we need now is a vendor. Now, what is a vendor? Again, Andy, could you help me?
Yeah, a vendor is someone who walks around the stadium selling food and drinks and sometimes miniature bats and souvenirs.
Yeah, usually open air, and a vendor has a stall or a stand, so he doesn't have a shop, or a vendor carries a tray, rather, right? Vendor, good word, it's going to come up at the end. So we are hungry, so the vendor, would you please come in and sell
coming, coming.
I would say authentic what
get your popcorns here, get your popcorns here. Hold your hands, get your popcorn. Everybody popcorns.
How much is it, a buck?
Three
bucks? Oh,
today.
Come on.
Today only for today. Here. Popcorn right. For everybody.
I wonder if you can watch the projector, because there's going to be a fantastic clip. And again, I'm turning to Mishy to talk about or to explain what we are about to see. It's going to be one of the highlights, I think, mm-hmm. the home run, isn't it?
This is the home run.
Would you?
Well, as I was saying before, one of the main goals of the game is to run the bases. That's what you call it when you run all four bases, and then you score a run. And that's the object of the game. And if you hit a home run, you get a free run around the bases. So that is obviously the best scenario.
Right.
And I wanted to say, Hungarian students should pay attention to the commentator and how he does it. This is a typical commentator for a home run, and because you're going to kind of do the same thing a little bit later. So
it's going to be nice. So let's have the first clip, please.
Cal cranks one to deep left field. Going, and gone.
Okay, so the commentator was pretty excited, and that's what you're going to imitate. So I've got three cards here. Judy, would you choose one?
Sure.
And you have a number on the back, right? Who is number one? You're number one, okay. You're going to be the commentator for the first clip. But before, you have the opportunity to watch it.
Without
and then
sound.
Without sound, or maybe with Hungarian commentary.
First
one
will be
Hungarian. And what are we going to see?
Well, the first clip is a flyout, like I said before. This is one way you can get out. And it's when you hit it, and without the ball touching the ground, someone from the opposing team catches it, and you're out. And this is kind of a highlight. This doesn't really happen all the time, and it's usually just a generic catch. But here he catches it from behind the back. So
it's a fantastic moment. What you're going to experience. So, shall we have it?
8. a Montreal Expos-ból Mike Lansing.
What a great play by the second baseman, Mike Lansing. He robs Tim Bogar of a sure base hit.
A lot of the Expos feel that Lansing's their best shortstop, but he's been playing superb second base. Oh, what a turn.
Emesha, how are you feeling?
Fine, but now I have to read it out.
Exactly. No, it's going to come up, and while it is on, you read it out, and it's going to be subtitled. So you can read either your piece of paper or you can watch the projector. Okay. So 3, 2, 1, 0. Nothing happens.
Tim Booker with a hit to center field. Holy cow! Where did he come from? Mike Lansing from out of nowhere with a spectacular diving catch. Robs Booker of a sure base hit. What an awesome play by Lansing at second base.
And that was it. Judy, are you number two?
Yeah.
Please get carried away. Be very, very excited.
Right.
What are we going to see?
This one is also a flyout. It's a little more dramatic because it's almost a home run. You'll see. I mean, I don't want to give it away, but...
Shall I say it quickly? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Well, you've heard a commentator and shout a little and
okay.
Be on top.
Okay.
Be on the ball.
Okay.
As the saying goes. So, shall we have the second one, please?
Okay, come.
But first, just watch.
Hetedik helyen, a Kansas City Royals egyik játékos, a Goodwin.
Back, oh baby, caught it! Oh, you I don't believe it! Holy smoke! This is one of the great plays that you want to see. He's going straight away back, and it has to time his leap just right, and he goes well over the fence.
Okay, Judy, so it's going to be your
okay.
fantastic moment. So shall we have the clip again, please?
Henderson with a solid hit to deep center field. Back, back, way back, going over the fence with an unbelievable catch. Oh, baby, that's highway rocking.
Now, that was something. That was something. So if you can't get into the university studying English and Hungarian, you can still go to the States and applying for a job. Right, the third one is going to be yours, David, and again, some lead-in.
The third one is called a double play. And that means you get two outs in one hit. And at one up at bat, you get two outs. And you'll see, it's kind of complicated.
The bad news is, and I'm turning to my Hungarian students, that by the end of this show, you're going to be an expert at baseball. So I'm going to ask the rules. I hope you can understand and remember everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, so David, it's your turn.
Hatodik helyen a Pittsburgh Pirates együttese ezzel az akcióval, amellyel az ellenfél két játékosát sikerült kiejteni.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Good. 3, 2, 1, go!
Jones with a fast ground behind the second base. Shortstop with a behind the back catch. The backhand flip. The barehand grab. Throw the first. Double play. Fantastic. That's Dazzler. I sure you didn't see that every day.
Fantastic.
Okay. A Dazzler. That was a good word. What does that mean, Dazzler?
Just boggles you. Spectacular.
Okay. I'm kind of hungry. I don't know what about you, but I'm kind of hungry. So, Bender, please, what have we got?
Dogs are coming. Hot dogs. Hot dogs for everyone. Hot dogs. Hot dogs for everybody.
Could you save one for me, please?
I will make effort.
Yeah. How much for a hot dog?
It's only $4 today.
$4?
Only $4.
It's
going to be heavily expensive.
Hot dogs. Right.
Would you like some popcorn instead?
Instead?
Okay, Zoli. What have we... Okay, just... It sounds like hotcake. So, what about this? A hot dog, if I translate it back to Hungarian, forró kutya, very, very weird name. So, hot dog, even in English, sounds very unusual. And... can I have a dog on the projector now, please? And what's the story? Why is it called? Do you happen to know why it is called hot dog? Oh, we have a what kind of a dog is it?
A long one.
Thank you. But the name.
Dutch.
Dutch doesn't sound very good. Dachshund. And also Dachshund is a sort of German word. So what's the story?
Well, perchance I happen to know because one of my colleagues. A German immigrant concessionaire.
Sit down, please, and you can tell the story.
He used to sell these hot German sausages one cold rainy day, and he was yelling out, "Get your hot dogs while they're last, still hot and red." And there was a cartoonist around, and he tried to portray the whole scene, you know, how the concessioner sells the hot dogs, the sausages, and he couldn't spell the Dutch hund, but German
concessioner called these sausages.
So originally it was Dachshund sausages.
Dachshund sausages.
But the guy couldn't write it down. So instead of Dachshund sausages,
he wrote down... he just... Hot dog.
Hot dog. And there was a cartoon going with it. So that's the explanation for that. Okay, you still have two. Save one for me. Right? Okay. Is it possible to be unfair in baseball? Because we know that in football, I mean soccer, the European football, the American soccer, it's pretty obvious how to be unfair. Do you think, and I'm turning to my American guest, Sarah, for example, is it possible to be unfair in baseball?
Well, it's, I think, a bit more difficult than in other sports, but there is one, the steal. Is that considered unfair?
Not quite. It's part
but
of the game.
Perhaps someone could pretend to catch a ball and not really catch it. And
Nick, and what's your opinion about this? Is it possible to be unfair?
I suppose if the umpire called something wrong, that would be unfair.
The umpire or the referee. In football, it's referee. In tennis, it's umpire. And at court, it's a judge. Again, it's a fantastic word. In Hungarian, just be it all. But in English, it's, again, very, very complicated. Okay, so what we are going to see now, Michel?
Well, this is an example of how you can be unfair in baseball. And it's kind of subtle. If it's really unfair or just an accident.
Okay. So we want everybody to watch very carefully and decide on whether the guy was unfair or it just happened as an accident, right? Okay, so shall we have the next clip, please?
Chance to last just a little bit. Bobby Fink. Texas 11-4. Up and in, and that hit Dave Valley. He was hit a couple of nights ago, and here comes Valentine out of the dugout, too. We may see some fireworks here, because here comes Valley. Valley's going right after Bobby Valentine.
Whoa, 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 Dave, David.
Here he goes again.
Whoa,
here
Dave
goes
Valley
again.
Is going back.
This is going to get ugly now,
oh,
Rick.
Man.
Right, so Mishy, could you ask them what they think about it?
Do you think if this was intentional?
So when the guy was
the pitcher,
and what was the other guy, the catcher?
So he hit the batter.
He hit the batter. So we have the the pitcher, the batter, and the catcher. So you remember that one of the guys was hit. Was it intentional? Was it on purpose? What do you think about it, Judy?
I can decide. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it would count.
I mean, can you hit someone deliberately with a ball?
Look
at this ball. And by the way, how far are they from each other?
It's actually really a lot farther than you think. I don't know exactly, but it's between 7 to 10 meters.
Okay.
From the batter to the pitcher.
If you're talking about 7 or 8 meters, it's a lot farther than Zoli is sitting from me now. So is it possible to hit someone intentionally on the head?
He tried.
Sarah, what do you think?
I think these people are professional pitchers, and they can aim very well. So I think they can definitely purposely hit someone.
Do you think so?
I agree.
You agree? So you think it's possible to be so nasty?
It's actually a tactic used by some pitchers, and that is why fights usually follow. Because they try to scare the batter.
Yeah. You saw the fight, you remember the fight?
Yeah.
Now that fight is called, and we have a fantastic phrase for this, it's going to come up. It's a bench clearing brawl. You know the bench?
Yeah.
The players and the coach and
the
vice
players.
Coach, or I don't know what to call the other guy. Everybody is sitting. And then everybody gets excited and angry and everybody leaves the bench and hits each other. Can you use this bench clearing brawl in other games too, or just baseball?
You can use it in almost every game, I would say, because there's always a bench. In basketball too, there's always the bench with backup players.
Right, and the brawl is a noisy quarrel or fight among a group of people. So what is this fight comes up in a bar, would you call it a bench clearing brawl if two groups of youngsters get very angry and start to hit each other? Is it a bench clearing brawl? Would you call
it? I would call it a bar brawl.
A bar brawl. Very, very ingenious. Right. Okay, I've got a fantastic book here. Remember When, that's the title of the book, and it says, a nostalgic look at America's national pastime. National pastime. So, national pastime, what is it?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons why it can be considered America's national pastime. And basically it has to do with the fact that a baseball game is an all-day event. It's not just like a soccer game where you go for the game and then you leave. Most of the time, you go in the morning, a couple hours before the game starts, and then there's something we call a tailgate party, which Karina can explain to us.
A tailgate party got its name from the actual tailgate of a car, because everybody's sitting in the parking lot and usually sitting on their cars or in the back if they have trucks in the bed. And people will bring barbecues and lots of food, and it's a good time to talk to the other fans who are getting ready to see the game and get excited, work up some team spirit.
That's why this is more of a pastime, because it's a social event. It's not just for the game, it's also people coming together, and it's also a family event, because tickets are relatively inexpensive compared to football.
Could you give me a ballpark figure?
I would say from anywhere from $10 to $20 for a ticket.
How about the basketball?
Anywhere from 50 to 60 to even further.
So five times
could
more
be,
expensive.
Could
then.
Be.
Uh-huh. Right.
Could be. So.
And how many games, how many baseball games are there in a season?
There's
so just Saturdays and Sundays? Or?
No, it's every day, 160 games in a season. And so a team could have a game almost every day of the week.
Right. And as we have heard, that a baseball game consists of 9 innings, and there's a fantastic phrase, the 7th inning stretch. Could you please, the Americans, could you please show a nice 7th inning stretch? That's what I want. Get rid of your popcorn and hot dogs. 2, 3, 1, go. So that's the 7th inning stretch. You've been to the stadium for how many hours? If it's the 7th inning.
Maybe two.
Two or three
hours. So you are pretty tired by then. So what you need is a nice stretch, and it's called a 7th inning stretch. I would be very, very in the trouble if I had to translate it. Or Hetedik Kilence di Nuitoskodas, something like that. Because it's a Kilence, an inning, a 7th inning stretch. Okay, and also, there's a song, I believe.
Right.
And now I would like you to be on the top. Take me out of the ball game. The words are on the projector, and I hope we will be able to learn it and sing it together, because the tune is not very complicated, am I right?
No.
Are you going to start it?
I'll start it.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, this is almost every American knows this song. It's played at every single baseball game.
And during the 7th?
During the 7th inning stretch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they stretch and sing. sing, people.
Okay. Everyone has to sing very loudly. All right. Take me out to the ball game, take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back, so let's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. Cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Take me.
That's all.
Is it okay if we sing it together? Would you like to join in? And Mochi, you too, please, and everybody. Would you join in? It's
yeah,
a nice song. And if everybody sings, everybody joins in, it's a whole different atmosphere. So,
take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, so let's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Yeah. thank you for coming. And I think we are getting closer and closer to baseball, so we've got an overall view. Okay. See you next week. And I think it's going to be about painting.
Painting.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. Thank you again, Richard. Thanks a lot.
Azért vagy ilyen gorosképű, mert az apád kéményseprő volt.
Ez jó lenne.
Ez tábori konyha, nem állatkert.
Állunk és várunk, gömböc ugrál.
Látom, jó belejöttetek.
Öt barát, öt. Az ellenségnek ököl.
Úristen, kísértet! Jaj!
A négy páncélos és a kutya. Holnap délután az M2-n.
Erotika a néphadseregben. Avagy volt egy hely, ahol minden álom beteljesült.
Egyszer volt egy csajom, akinek a jobb lábán hét ujja volt.
Ez a...
Azt akadd a másik.
Másik.
Mi a hóférj? Nincs párja?
Csak a oszlopba sorakozó!
Angyalbőrben. Jól érzem magam. Holnap délután az M2-n.
Kírjanak! Nem hatnak meg!